And welcome back to Midday, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Now we're going to turn to some young musicians who are making their mark in a big way on the classical music scene here in Baltimore. While many of the area's established ensembles take the month of August off, Symphony No. 1 has a full palette of activities next week, including two performances and a live streaming conversation with several local composers. The Chamber Orchestra was founded just a couple of years ago by Jordan Randall Smith, and already they have released two albums and given world premiere performances of more than a dozen works. Conductor Jordan Randall Smith joins me in Studio A along with two members of Symphony No. 1, clarinetist Scott Johnson and bassoonist Mateen Milan. We are also broadcasting this on Facebook Live, so come to the WIPR.org Facebook page and you will be able to see Jordan and Scott and Mateen. So Jordan, it's nice to see you and welcome to you guys. Appreciate your being here, and you've brought your horn, so we're going to have you play in a bit. But Jordan, tell us a little bit about the reason for starting a symphony orchestra. I have a friend, Steve Salney, who had an art gallery. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I figured out a sure way to make $1 million. You start with $2 million and you open an art gallery.
Right.
The same could be said of starting an orchestra.
Right.
So what's this particular orchestra all about?
Well, we're really focused on having a chance to give composers a chance to write an extended piece of music. As you know, it's very difficult to get a very big canvas on which to paint for a composer. And so from the very beginning, we've been recording these works for composers to be able to do a 30-minute piece, a 40-minute piece. And so emerging composers is really our focus.
All right. Well, we're going to play. You guys are going to play us a tune by a guy who couldn't quite be described as emerging. it's Ludwig van Beethoven. And this is a little duet for clarinet and bassoon right here in Studio A. On clarinet, Scott Johnson, and on bassoon, Mateen Milan. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bravo. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Scott Johnson on clarinet, bassoonist Martin Milan playing music of Beethoven. They are members of Symphony No. 1. They join us here in Studio A along with the conductor and founder of Symphony No. 1, Jordan Randall Smith. So, Scott Johnson, how long do you spend playing the clarinet every day? What's your normal routine?
Well, sorry. Well, on average, I probably spend around 4 to 5 hours practicing a day. So, obviously, in the morning, I begin with scales, and then later on, I do my solo repertoire, which are solo pieces that I prepare for myself, and I also practice orchestral rep, because one of my aspirations as a musician is to be playing in an orchestra, and obviously, you got to play a lot of orchestral rep to actually audition for these places.
Yeah, and the auditions are incredibly strenuous. Hundreds of people applying for each thing. And Martin Milan, playing Beethoven is one thing. You could probably, you know, refer to recordings of this piece and stuff like that. But when you're playing all the new music that you play with Jordan in Symphony No. 1, that's not the same kind of deal, is it? When you're playing a piece for the very first time, you have to approach it a little differently, don't you?
I mean, yeah, there's a lot that goes into kind of making new music. You know, and it really is more of a partnership. You know, it's very different because, you know, with these composers that are long gone, we don't get to talk to them face to face and say, hey, is that the right thing to do? You know, but it is quite fantastic because they work so well with us. They're saying, like, you know, here's a MIDI score or a MIDI PDF so that you can know how it would sound or how everything works. You know, they sit with us in rehearsal and say, hey, look, this probably isn't the way to do it, or this wasn't what I thought. Let's try this. Yeah. You know, and they work with us to say, like, oh, I can't do that. And they'll say, all right, well, let's make it so that you can.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a different field, indefinitely.
Yeah. And Jordan, on the concerts that you guys are doing this week, you've got, I think it's 13 new pieces by 13 different composers.
Yeah, 14 total, actually. Wow. It's quite a range of folks. We have people coming in. We have an Iranian composer who moved to Baltimore and then lives in New York. We've got student composers from both the Peabody Conservatory and Morgan State performing, just kind of a really wide variety of music. There's a jazz arrangement of Dance Macabre and you name it.
And do you how do you go about choosing who to do, who to invite, who to commission, who to work with? I mean, there's a million people. I know when I was a music director of the Choral Arts Society, I got scores every week.
Right.
People sending me scores. Would you perform this with the Choral Arts Society? I mean, every week they piled up on the piano.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of our primary methods is we have a call for scores. In fact, it's active right now. So if any composers are listening, if you check out our website, we have a call for scores right now. And so we'll take a look at, we typically get about 100 or 120 or so applicants each August or so. And we'll go and we have a kind of a panel that will review them, and then we'll narrow them down. And then several of those folks will have an entire year to start working on their large piece after that.
Since the 1960s. People have been predicting the demise of serious music, art music, fine music, classical music, whatever you want to call it. Balmer Symphony struggles every year to get people to come to their concerts. The Chamber Orchestra, the Choral Arts Society, we all struggle with getting people to come, to buy tickets, to support these institutions. You guys are at the beginning of your careers. What's your take? What's the future for this art form, particularly people who are writing brand new music that's not in the established canon?
Well, you know, you mentioned the Baltimore Symphony, and of course, Marin Alsop has been a humongous luminary when it comes to new music, both here and at the Cabrillo Festival. And it's, I think, thanks to her leadership, in part for kind of having room for new music to flourish and thrive. And I think that's exactly what we hope to continue and do in our own way with a small chamber orchestra.
And the responses of audiences so far?
Been very receptive, very appreciative. Of...
Do you buy into the notion that younger audiences want to hear new music? I mean, Mateen and Scott, what do you guys think about that? Do you think a program of new music is going to be more appealing to the 20s and 30s folk crowd as opposed to Beethoven, Brahms, Tchaikovsky, etc.?
Well, I've had really interesting experiences kind of in, like, you know, giving people something that they haven't experienced before and something they're actually quite used to. Like, we've seen how successful these, like, dance parties of, like, Stravinsky in New York have done, and that's because you're giving something familiar, you know, you're giving them that dance party, you're giving them, you know, something that they're so used to and they really like enjoying, but you're also bringing something new to their corner of life, you know, like, I've never danced to Stravinsky. I didn't even think it was possible. Yeah. And I mean, the same thing here, you know, like, last program, we did some Ives, but we also did one of our resident composers, and it was really great. Like, people really, truly enjoyed that stuff.
Yeah. And for the record, many Handel oratorios work really well for the Macarena. Just want you to, because right. I've tried this. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. Jordan Randall Smith is the founder and music director of Symphony No. 1. You can catch this new chamber ensemble twice this coming week. On Wednesday at 7, they'll give a free outdoor concert in Mount Vernon on the Summer in the Square series, and they'll repeat that program on Saturday night in the Upper Room on Cathedral Street. They'll play The Soldier's Tale of Igor Stravinsky, music by Dan Deacon, and new music by 14 contemporary composers from Baltimore and beyond. We've got a link to information at WIPR.org/midday. That's it for us today. On Monday, we're going to dip into the Midday archives and revisit an interview with Wesley Lowery of the Washington Post about his book, They Can't Kill Us All, Ferguson, Baltimore, and a New Era in America's Racial Justice Movement. Hope you can join us then. We want to thank Marie-Louis Bistro for providing lunch for our guests today. They're located on Charles Street in Mount Vernon. They specialize in a blend of French, Italian, and Mediterranean cuisines. They're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, with brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Menu and reservations at MarieLouiseBistroCatering.com. I'm Tom Hall. We appreciate your listening. Now we're going to have these guys take us out today. Once again, here's clarinetist Scott Johnson and bassoonist Mateen Milan from Symphony No. 1. They're going to play a little music of Scott Joplin to take us into the weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the eclipse.
This is your public radio, 88.1 WYPR.